Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We give our attention to the words of the epistle lesson from Colossians chapter 3, words that our grade school spoke moments ago. Therefore, because you were raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of our God, and so we pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, can you imagine being alive at the Exodus? Nothing hidden about that glory, right? This pillar of fire and cloud, the presence of God with his people visibly leading you through the Red Sea. And that powerful, visible presence of God, the Lord, separating you from your enemies, protecting you from all danger. And speaking of those enemies, boy, talk about visible glory. Nothing hidden about the glory of God there. Not a family among the Egyptians wasn't deeply wounded by death. The firstborn of every household, from the highest in the land to the lowest. And then the army, the pride and the power and the glory of Egypt with their chariots and their horses and their mighty warriors drowned, lying dead on the shore of the Red Sea. Nothing hidden about that glory. Can you imagine witnessing that? But we didn't. And neither did the recipients of this first letter. The first recipients of this letter of Paul that we ponder here today, they didn't even see the resurrection of Jesus. And neither do we. Instead, that's a glory that is hidden. But what a precious glory that is. Jesus' resurrection from the dead, a hidden glory, yes, but an incredible glory. A glory hidden in Christ. Jesus, how valuable he is to us. He is our cryptocurrency, a hidden value. That we have the hidden value of his resurrection. And we have the hidden value of his glory to come. We've been talking all this year in our Lenten series about the hidden glory of the cross. How much more so the hidden glory of the resurrection. Jesus came to life after he died. What glory! But whom did he show? Did he appear to Pilate to finally show him what truth really is? Or did he appear to the Sanhedrin to give them glorious proof of the claims for which they condemned him to death? Did he appear to Herod to give him his miracle that he wanted? But what about us? Do we see him? Do we see him now? No. Instead, on a day when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, Paul talks about our life hidden with Christ in God. Hidden. In the Greek, that word is kekryptai, where we get our word crypto from. Yes, also our word crypt. Hidden. But oh, how valuable Jesus' resurrection is. We are raised with Christ. That's what Paul tells us. Therefore, because you were raised with Christ, first the therefore. That opening word connects this profound truth that we are raised with Christ. It connects that with what comes before it. And what comes before it? Rules. teachings and commandments come before it. Things that do not and cannot lead to life. They are not wisdom because they can't make us wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. These are the law, and they only lead to death. Paul was saying these rules cannot lead us to the righteousness and life that we need. So stop trying to achieve such things by that law. Now, the therefore. Because that is true, since you can't gain life by following the rules of the law, therefore, because you were raised with Christ. What a profound truth the Apostle Paul speaks here. That God speaks through the Apostle Paul to us. While we can't have life through the law, we have life through Christ. Yes, that one who died for us on the cross, that one who died to take away all of our sins against that law. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, but so are you. When Jesus came out of that tomb on Easter Sunday, so did you. You were raised with Christ. What a wonderful truth that is. What a glorious truth that resurrection is. But do we always feel that glory? Or does the value of His resurrection often remain hidden for us too? How many of you have felt sadness today? I've felt sadness too. Why? Why would we feel sadness on this day? Jesus has risen from the dead. He lives and will live too. But perhaps our minds go to think of someone that we love, someone that we've lost to death and the grave. I feel that too. So many times I feel that more than I'd like to feel it these days, because death is hard. Death hurts, and we feel that pain. But look at what Paul tells us here. He says, seek the things that are above. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Two different verbs direct our vision, direct our eyes, our focus, not down on these earthly things, but upward. First, seek, search out, look for, try to find. Find what? Those upward things, those things that direct our eyes to heaven. We perhaps feel sad because of people that aren't here with us today. But that's because we're seeking the wrong thing, or at least we're looking for them in the wrong place. Like the angels had to remind the disciples and the women who went to the tomb, why are you looking for the living among the dead? We shouldn't be sad if a loved one isn't here with us. Instead, we should be looking for our loved one above. The second verb really changes the mood of things for us. Don't just seek and look for those loved ones above. Set your minds on things above. Don't just look for them. Think about them in heaven. Why? Because that's joy. This is sadness. Because that's peace. This is strife. Because that's comfort. This is pain. Yes, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. What is above? Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Here is your cryptocurrency. Here is your precious, valuable resource. It's Christ. It's Christ in His resurrection. And yeah, it's a cryptocurrency because it's hidden. You can't see it with your physical eyes. But you should seek it out. You should seek it out with the eyes of faith. Jesus rose from the dead, and though you can't see Him now, you know that truth. You are confident of that truth. Seek that comfort, that joy, and that peace that comes along with that truth. and then cast your eyes and your minds on the reality of that truth that is yours, even though it's hidden. Think about those things. Set your minds on those things when you're filled with sorrow and strife and the pain of this life. Dwell on those things. Dwell on that joy of heaven, that my loved one is there, seated at the right hand of God to rule and reign and forever reigning with Christ. How fortunate they are. How blessed. How wealthy. How well off they are. And Jesus rose from the dead for me too. Yes, all of that value, all of that currency hidden right now, it's not visible to my physical eyes, but it's mine and it's yours. It's to your credit. It belongs to you. Why? Because Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. And because He has risen, you have risen too. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. So you say, where do I belong? What do I do? What is my purpose here in this life? What is my function? What is my task? Young kids, you're finishing school. Eighth graders, soon you'll be done at St. Paul's. What should you do? Look at what Paul tells us here, what God tells us here. Therefore, because you were raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Seek those heavenly things. Set your mind on those heavenly things. Why are you still here? What do you do with your life? You use your life. You use your time to think about the things that God has won for you by His resurrection from the dead. You're driven by, you're motivated by, and you're devoted to those heavenly matters. And you seek those things with your life as you set your mind on those things. Younger students, children, your time at St. Paul's continues. Make the most of that time. Make the most of it because here you are seeking those things. Here you are setting your mind on those heavenly things. That's the very purpose of this school that exists here at St. Paul's. It exists to teach you to know that Jesus lives and to teach you to proclaim that Jesus has risen. He is alive, and because He lives, you too shall live. Families, do you do this in your homes too? You as adults, you're not excluded from this urging from Paul, from God, to seek the things that are above, the heavenly things, and to set your minds on those heavenly things. Instead of setting your mind on what the price of Bitcoin is today, or when is the best time to buy into this volatile market, or how can I earn more money with my life, or where should I send kids so that they'll be more successful in sports, or have more opportunity to have a great career, or have lots of friends and great connections. No, seek heavenly things. Set your minds on those heavenly things. That's your life. Your life is hidden with Christ. He rose and lives. And we ought to live like that too. That is my life. Not all those other things. And this is why today really matters. Because these things, they're all transient. These things, they all pass away. These things that we so often set our minds on. Yeah, cryptocurrency might be the emerging market, the future of global currency. But the globe, that will pass away. Trade and commerce will end. Economies will end. And what will we have? When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will appear with Him in glory. We've looked this entire season, searched out and set our minds on the hidden glory of the cross. It's hidden in suffering. It's hidden in sighing, in rejection and insult and death. But it's hidden in promises. Hidden in promises of a future. But that glory won't remain hidden forever. Christ, that Jesus who rose again, that Christ who appeared to those disciples, he's going to appear to you too. Visibly. No longer hidden. And when he appears on that last day, judgment day, glory will be appearing for you with him too. Not crypto anymore. Not hidden anymore. It will be on full display. That glory. Hidden glory for you. That glory visible for you to see now too. You will appear with him in glory. Can you imagine what it'd be like to be a princess? To be a king or queen and live in a castle? That's what little girls dream about. Snow White, married to the prince and living happily ever after in a castle that looks like Disneyland. Can you imagine that life? That is your life. That's the glory of heaven. And when Jesus returns, you will reign with him in that glory as his bride, the church. And you will live happily ever after to reign with him. Revelation paints that picture. Then I saw thrones, and those who were sitting on them were given the authority to judge. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Blessed and holy is the one who has a share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. Instead, they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Kids, that's your life. Therefore, because you were raised with Christ, yes, you were raised with Christ. When you were brought to the font, you had a share in that first resurrection. When you were baptized, that's the first resurrection. When you came to the life of faith in Jesus as your Savior, when you came to faith in his resurrection from the dead to deliver you from your sin and from death forever, that's the first resurrection. And you will never die. That second death, eternal death in hell, that separation from God forever, that will never be yours. That can never touch you. You will reign with Christ forever. So Revelation goes on. There will be no longer any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city. His servants will worship him. They will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. There will no longer be any night or any need for lamplight or sunlight, because the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. A glory more glorious than a sunrise on an Easter morning. You won't need the sun anymore, because you will see the glory of God visibly. And that glory to come, that will be your glory. That's your life. Right now, that's your life. Even though right now it's hidden. It's hidden with Christ. Right now it's hidden with Christ who has risen from the dead. He rose and lives and is sitting at God's right hand even now. And so your life is hidden. Hidden in the value of that resurrection from the dead. To know that you have a life after this one. A life after death. And you also have the hidden value of that glory of heaven to come. That glory is yours, even though it's hidden right now. It's not going to stay hidden forever. That glory will be revealed, and it will be revealed when Jesus returns on the last day. And then the glory will be there for all to see as you rule with Christ, the Lamb of God who took your sins away. You will rule as his bride forever and ever. Talk about a fairy tale come true. That's Jesus, your cryptocurrency, with more value than anything else could ever be. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.